Number one. Okay, thank you. Okay, the first question, do you have any tips on how to successfully stay focused on living in the divine will throughout the day? Okay. When you read every day when you're reading, Jesus is teaching you. When you're reading, I like to put down, I have a little book and I write certain things down. When Jesus says something, I go, oh, this is really good. I like this. I write it down. And then throughout the day, when you get lost in your misery, go back to the book. Oh, yeah, this is what Jesus says. And read it again and go, yes, Lord, I want to enter into this life. What will happen in time is, see, the three powers of mankind is our intellect, memory, and will, reflecting the Holy Trinity, intellect, memory, and will. So with the intellect, we have to begin to see things from a divine perspective. That's what Jesus is teaching us. That's why we have our dogma and our doctrine. Like, for example, Humani Vitae in 1968, we failed. We didn't hear what Jesus was saying. And through the vicar of Christ, and what did he say? He says, if we have abortion, no, if we have contraception, we will have abortion and euthanasia. Every hospital basically practices that. 60 to 70 million babies are gone since then. See, what does it mean to have human life? What does it mean? That's Humani Vitae. What is human life? If we could understand what the church was saying from a divine perspective, we would now be living in the divine will. I really honestly believe that. But because we failed in hearing what human life was, we're here it is, how many years later, we're just beginning to learn about divine life. So if a person has a contraceptive mentality, if a bishop, a priest, a nun has a contraceptive mentality, what happens at that point is they've said to God, no, no. And then God can't give them any more life. They said no to life. And so what happens is, we have to begin to think from a divine perspective. That's our dogma and doctrine. That's the teachings of the Holy Church. What we see with Jesus speaking to us, to Louisa, he's giving us a new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II talked about. So our memory, our intellect has begun to see things from a divine perspective. Now our memory, is basically where we are is they said that about me. They did this against my family. They did this against my nation. That's not the memory. That's why we have the Holy Rosary. We have the Holy Rosary. Why? So that we remember Jesus through the heart and the eyes of Mary. It's to we, our intellect has to be focused on the divine reality. Our memory must be of the new Adam and of the new Eve, and then our will. So Jesus is going to teach us how to surrender our human misery. We got to figure out, first of all, what it is, and that is when we go to confession. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin. When that happens, we can surrender more and more our human will so that the divine will reigns. That's what Jesus is teaching us. And when you take notes, the first time I read the divine will, I underlined. And then the second time, I underlined more and then I highlighted. Third time, I highlighted, underlined, and underlined more. The whole book is underlined. I mean, everything that Jesus says is so filled with life and light that after a while, you can't read because there's so many scribbles all over the place. What I do is keep a separate book. Let Jesus teach you something. And then throughout the day, when you're going, what am I supposed to do? Go back to the book. Oh, yes, yes, this is what you taught me. And then you're remembering Jesus is teaching you. So that's one of the things of living in the divine will throughout the day. You do your prevenient act in the morning. Your prevenient act is found volume 14, May 27th, 1922. Something like that. As you get older, you keep on forgetting. What was your name again? No, so you do your prevenient act. Now, to do your prevenient act, you want to fuse yourself with the Holy Trinity. Okay, this is the first thing. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I want to be one with you. I want to, fusing is welding two pieces together. I want to fuse myself with you, Lord Jesus. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By fusing myself with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, that's what Jesus teaches Louisa. The reflection of the Trinity on earth. Wait till you get to that one. That's great. That's in the, if you want to get a key to understand the divine will, it's volume 17, May 4th, 1925. It's key. So the reflection of the Trinity on earth is Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Why? So that you can fuse yourself with all of creation, all of redemption, and all of sanctification. It's ours. Okay. Once you fuse yourself with creation, redemption, and sanctification, the Lord says, why do you want to do this? And I want to live in the divine will. And God goes, good. Why do you want to live in the divine will? And you say to God, because I want to go back to the prime act of God, the one simple act of God, which is eternal. Jesus said that the saints, he says the divine will is like a sun. And the saints circle the sun, praising God, loving God, glorifying God, worshiping God for all eternity. Jesus says the children of the divine will are going to enter into the sun and participate in God. That's the divine will. It's not just doing the will of God like the saints, but to participate in it. So, what Jesus is saying is, I think, put down on paper, you know, a little notebook, maybe a couple things that he teaches you that day, because each day is magnificent. And then throughout the day, remember that's the way to do it. You have spoken about living in the divine will to someone who's never heard it before. Okay, to talk to somebody who's never heard about the divine will, I would say to someone, basically, do you want to enter a life of heaven? And if they say yeah, do you want to learn how to do this and why God wants us to live this life? And if they say yes, okay. Read the Hours of the Passion. Read the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom. Read the biography of Louisa. Those are the three books that Archbishop Piccieri said when you introduce someone to it. The Hours of the Passion, the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, and the biography of Louisa. But then we have the Dawn of a Mystery, the DVD, the Dawn of a Mystery. The Dawn of a Mystery is magnificent. When you listen to the people who've studied Louisa. And then the final thing is, I think I got it here. I don't know if you can see it because it's green, but this is the Son of My Will. This is from the Vatican. The Son of My Will, Louisa Picaretta. Again, the Vatican put this title on it. The Son of My Will, Louisa Picaretta. And they've never written about a person who was not a beatified or not a saint. So this is the first. So that's what I would do. And what do you do when you're in the middle of a task and prayer and realize you're not united to the divine will? You just say, I want to be in the divine will. If all of a sudden you're going, I'm not in the divine will, say, I want to be in the divine will. You're there instantly. That's our God. He's saying, he'll go, why are you washing the dishes? Oh, I'm doing the dishes in the divine will. Why are you walking down the road? I'm walking in the divine will. Why are you praying your rosary? I'm praying the rosary. I want to do it in the divine will. God says, good. So it's instant. It's instantaneous. And what to do when I read portions of Lewis's writing and don't understand it. When you don't understand what Lewis is saying, don't worry about it. Every question that you have is answered in the Book of Heaven. When you're reading and you don't understand it, don't be a stick in the mud. I'm not going anywhere until I finally understand this. You're not going to go anywhere because God's going to, God is playing with us. He's a good father. He's saying, here's something. And you're going to, what does that mean? He says, keep on reading. Three pages down, he'll answer your question. That's how I've always seen that. And any question, even if you have a question and you don't even say it, you'll be reading and you go, oh, there's the answer. See, Jesus gave to Louisa all our questions. Somebody said to me once, Louisa's always complaining. I said, no, Louisa never complained. She said to Jesus at the end of her life, Jesus, I'm so sorry for all my complaints. Jesus says, you never complained once. She goes, well, what about all the complaints? And Jesus said, Louisa, I gave you all the questions of all of humanity so that it would go through you. You would understand it and give it to me. I would answer their question. And as they read, they will understand what I want for them. She never had a question. She never had a doubt. She never had a worry. It's all ours. Can you imagine what we put her through? We put Louisa through misery. I mean, being in bed, not eating, drinking, and sleeping, and then having our questions coming to her. So it's just read and watch what God will do. It's amazing. Every question that you have ever had will be, I mean, if it's a good question, by a good question, it's not a demonic question. Every good question, God will answer it. He'll answer it. He wants to lead, guide, and direct every human being to his sacred heart, to her immaculate heart. There's three purifications. There's the flood, washing the world clean. There's the blood of Jesus, washing the world clean. And now the fire from heaven that's coming. Doom and gloom? No. It's the sacred heart of Jesus. It's the immaculate heart of Mary. It's the love of Jesus and Mary that's coming to the earth. For those who love God, it's going to be ecstasy. For those that don't love God, it will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Now, what's coming is glorious. Our job is to help everyone embrace the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, through the newborn, Louisa. And when we do this, what's coming is going to delight every one of us. We're going to be so happy, so joyful, so peaceful, because we have been, listen, you got to understand this. We have been called by God to be alive at this time to go through what's coming. What's coming? The fire from heaven. What is that? It's the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, consuming the world in love. That's what's coming. The evil one has to go. The kingdom has to come. And he's asked us to, he predestined us to live at this time so that we can pray with him that the kingdom be established on earth as it is in heaven. That's what he gave to Louisa. I think that's it. Anything else? Any questions?
Last call. Any other questions from the floor at St. Helens? Or online, for that matter? I think we've got a few minutes left.
Hello.
I think Maria's coming.
Okay.
You can unmute yourself now, Maria.
All right, we're unmuted here. Does
okay.
anybody have a question? We do have a question.
Okay.
She wants to know, what about the warning?
What about the warning?
See, the warning, the 3 days of darkness, the miracle, all of that's going to happen. How it's going to happen, we don't know, but it's going to happen. But Jesus doesn't, this is what Jesus says to Louisa. You ready for this one? He says four things. Number one, there will be a great chastisement with a large majority of humanity will be gone. I think that's what we're going through right now. The second is, my mother is marking all the little children, the holy divine will, and no harm can come to them. Number three, the little children, the holy divine will, who are marked by my mother, the chastisement will have little or no effect upon them. And number four, the survivors of this great chastisement will be the little children, the holy divine will. That's what Jesus says. That's all he says. It's going to come. It's going to happen, but I have to give to everybody what they want. So if you're, Jesus says this, if you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, you are anticipating heaven. Oh no, Father, I got to worry about my family. No, we don't worry about our families. We say, Jesus, I consecrate my children to you. I consecrate my grandchildren to you, Jesus and Mary. You take care of them. You save them. I'm going to pray. What's important is we trust in God. We believe in God. We hope in God. We have confidence in God. Our God is going to take care of us. This warning, the miracle, the 3 days of darkness, I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's more than likely going to happen. But Jesus only mentions it briefly because the kingdom is coming. He's cleaning the house. When you have a shanty, and you're going to build a palace, you tear the palace down. That's what's going on in the world. It seems like everything's falling apart, but God's getting everything in order. The kingdom is coming. Time has now come to an end, Our Lady says to Bruno, Our Lady of Revelation. The kingdom is coming. So what is happening? It's not to worry. It's to say to Jesus, I trust in you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. If it was important, it would be in the book of heaven. But if Jesus mentions it one or two times, that's about it. Because this is what he said. He said, Luisa, they're trying to destroy my church. Luisa, they're trying to destroy humanity. What is Jesus's response? He says, let them. He says, you and I, Luisa, are going to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Aren't you happy? Aren't you happy? Are we happy? I don't know how it's going to happen. It's going to happen, but the kingdom is coming. That's what God wants to get into our hearts, our minds, our soul. Jesus says, you do what I want and I'll do what you want. What does he want us to do? He wants us to live a peaceful, joyful, happy life. What does he say? Those that are worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative are anticipating hell, because that's what you're living. If you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, you're anticipating heaven. That's why we go to Holy Church. We go to Mass. We receive Holy Communion. We spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We pray the Rosary. St. Francis said, if you're praying and are not happy, you're not praying. Prayer is joy. Prayer is happiness. It's being one with God. And that's what the divine will is going to do. The divine will is going to help you leave your misery and enter into life, light, and love, the triune God, happiness. It's a glorious time to be alive. This is the glorious time to be alive. Hang on to your hat. It's going to be good.
Can we ask one more?
Sure.
One more question.
Do you have to be in a state of grace to receive the gift of living in the divine will?
Do you have to be in a state of grace to be living in the divine, to receive the gift of living in the divine will?
You have to be in the state of grace, period. If you're not in the state of grace, you've separated yourself from God. And that's why confession is part of the Catholic life. You know, I go to confession each week. I have to. I'm a miserable human being. But what Jesus wants is he wants to free us of our misery so that we're with him. We're peaceful, joyful, and happy. And that's what happens. Like I said, when I meet people who say they're living in the divine will and they're upset, I go, you're not reading. If you're reading, Jesus is with you in a way that you've never experienced it ever before. He's with you. And you're joy filled. You're peaceful. Jesus says, I want to give you my joy that your joy may be complete. This is the greatest time to be alive. So hang in there. Let me give you one more blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the word of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray for all the little children, the holy divine will, to be divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.